This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That was Stephen A. Smith yesterday. On First Take, he did his top five. Keith, Patriots number five.
Okay, not as controversial.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
Not as controversial as his top five wrestlers from a few weeks ago, which was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah, like Goldberg, number one wrestler all time.
Was he talking to Goldberg that day? Is that
why? No, he was talking to Triple H. Oh, okay. I think he was trying to needle Triple H.
Got it.
You ready for this? Brag. I interviewed Triple H back in the day, way back in the day. And I asked him, like, what wrestler was, like, the most, like, unsafe in the ring? He's like, Goldberg.
Yeah. What was he doing?
I'm not going to save it. What was he doing?
Like, Ram-style stuff? He was, like, sharpening up the elbow pads?
Oh, I think, man, what was Triple H doing for why I interviewed him? Goldberg was doing? Yeah. No, he just didn't know how to wrestle. Like, he was, like, tackling guys like he's a football player. Like, there's a little bit of a dance to it. There's a nuance to wrestling.
I got it.
He was just, like, hitting guys for real, tackling guys for real. It's like, Bill. Knock it off, would you?
Calm down there, Goldberg.
This is predetermined. You're going to win. You're the man. You're the man. You're going to get your moves in. You don't have to elbow me in the face. What's wrong with you?
So Stephen A. had him five. Now, we were complaining a little bit yesterday. We thought ESPN's power rankings were a touch harsh. They were 14th there.
14th does seem super low when you have a head-to-head win over the team that I think they had third.
Okay, but doesn't five seem high?
Five so it's like high. So, well, there's a lot of ground in between 5 and 14.
I agree. So I think PFT had him 10th. I think Yahoo had him 10th. That to me feels about right, where you're comfortably in a playoff spot, and if you come talk to me in a couple of weeks, maybe I feel better about them in the top 5. But it's just an example, whether you like Stephen A's top 5 or not. It's just an example of people buying in on the Pats in general.
There are 14 teams in the NFL right now with 4 or more wins.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, based off of that, now, that doesn't mean they didn't have teams like, you know, the Chiefs are 3-3. So, if you want to say the Chiefs are better, fine. I'm not going to slug you in the gut. But 14 teams, if you're saying of those teams with those wins, they're the worst of that group, I think that's, like, a little bit strong. Like, I think they're better than the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Like, they're 4-2. But, yeah, I don't want to go too overboard. I think they have a good schedule. I think they're going to have a good record. But you're like, we have gone, maybe some of us, too far overboard. Right? Like, are they?
Did Taylor Kyle say he'd be disappointed if they're not top 3 in the AFC?
Yeah, but so again, I think there's a little nuance to that statement because it's the schedule. It doesn't mean like in his power rankings he'd be top 3, but right now the top 3 teams in the conference are the Colts, Steelers, and Chargers.
Mm.
So without going through all their upcoming games, their schedule can't be easier than the Patriots. So I think the Patriots.
Patriots had the easiest strength of schedule left by like 100 points.
No, I believe it.
And so you know what happened? This happened last year with the Lions and the Vikings, where they both had these incredible records. So one of them technically had a top 3 record, but they were a wild card team.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So like if the Bills figure it out, couldn't the Bills and the Patriots both have a ton of wins and one of them will be on the road and the other one will have a home game?
Yeah.
So you might have one of the 3 best records, but you're not a top 3 seed.
If they were not a top 3 seed, would you be disappointed?
No.
Me neither.
If they make the playoffs, I'll be happy. This is the same conversation with the Red Sox. 2 months ago, you're like, if the Red Sox make the playoffs, is that a success? I'm like, yes, it is. If the Patriots make playoffs, success.
Come talk to me in December. Let's see how it's playing out and how they look, and I might amend my stance.
Well, if they're 15-2, I'll want a little bit more. But
sitting here today,
yeah,
I'm like, boy, if they're not top 3 seed, I'll be disappointed. Not me, but that again is a reflection of how people are now talking about the Pats. They're a top 5 team in the league. Taylor Kyles would be disappointed if they're not top three in the AFC. So, okay. I mean, now all of a sudden there are real expectations. How do you handle it? Yeah. I'm curious about that. What is their ceiling in the AFC? You were just getting into some of that. Like, what is it? Is
I think a playoff win now. Like, I had at the beginning
duck
of the year.
Boats.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year. It's duck boats. It's always duck boats. That's always the ceiling. No, at the beginning of the year, it was, all right, based off a bad schedule, improved players, improved coaching staff. You develop Drake May a little bit. You get into the playoffs and you lose. And hopefully it's more respectable than the Mac Jones 2021 loss to the Bills, where it was like never a game. But whatever, you lose, and you're like, all right, that's a good. See, that's a huge step forward.
You're talking about the game here, not the win game, which they won. The game
the playoff game.
Oh, the playoff game about specifically. So those last two, though, were brutal. Like they couldn't get a stop in the regular season game or the playoff game. No. Yeah.
No, now you're like, all right, like Drake May is playing really, really well. Steph Diggs is healthy and looks good. Kayshon Boutte is a legitimate NFL wide receiver, and the offensive line is better six games in than I thought. So could they be frisky and, depending on opponent in the first round, win a game? I don't see why not.
Yeah, I think if you're talking ceiling, they're really the scariest team in the AFC is currently behind the Patriots at 3-3, I think, in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they wouldn't be in the playoffs today is the best team in the conference.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
That's probably the scariest team to line up against. The Bills, I still respect. I know the Patriots just beat them. So I still respect them.
Ooh, but Jones power rankings?
You've proven Chiefs, you can beat them. Yeah, probably.
Who's three? Yeah.
It's not Pittsburgh.
Colts?
I know the Pittsburgh beat them. It's not Pittsburgh.
I might say Denver.
Yeah.
I'll say Denver because their defense is nasty. Bo Pix is he's clutch.
I want to say Jacksonville, but I don't believe it for my guy Liam Collins.
No, it's not him. That's a good story. I mean, they're good.
Chargers have not looked good since the first couple of weeks of the year. They did win last week, but they almost lost to Tua and the Dolphins.
I think the Broncos will still win that division.
Yeah, it might be Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about their ceiling, is this a team that could go on a run through the AFC? Yeah.
Yeah.
But should they get to the playoffs and win a game? Yeah, I think that's a reasonable expectation now for them. Whereas before, we're like, just get in. 9 or 10
oh,
wins,
my God.
Just get in. We'll be pretty happy with that. We'll bitch about a playoff loss if you get there, especially if I see what you're saying earlier. If it's not a real playoff loss, you get blown out like Mac did.
Like you were there.
We'll bitch about it, but I'd feel pretty good about that. Now, should they be able to win a game in a wide-open AFC? We're probably still early saying that.
We are.
But inching up that expectation, I think, is fair based on the remaining schedule. And even independent of that, how it looks like Drake May has arrived. I mean, if you have one of those quarterbacks, you can win playoff games. You can go on runs. We've seen it with second-year quarterbacks a ton in the past. Yeah. Breaking out, coming seemingly out of nowhere, and going on a run all the way to a Super Bowl, Joe Burrow style. I mean, mm-hmm. We've seen that.
They have 11 games left. We'll say Atlanta now becomes more like a good game.
Call Atlanta a toss-up.
So
that's here, right? So they'd probably still be favored in that, I think.
Probably. Let's see how the next two games. If they're on a five-game winning streak, they'll be favored.
Call that one a toss-up.
Tampa Bay is a good one.
You can lose that one. That's fine.
Rematch with Buffalo. And then at Baltimore, assuming Lamar's playing and like their playoff lives.
At Baltimore, I'd still feel. I mean, again.
That's a tough one.
No one wants them to lose, but they're not sweeping the rest of the schedule either. Yeah, Tampa, Baltimore, and the Bills games.
Baltimore's
and
defense Atlanta, still
Atlanta's
blows.
A toss-up, yep.
But those, that's four games, and we're trying to talk in two of them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a seven games where they should be healthy favorites.
Their remaining strength of schedule is 308. The next closest is the Bengals at 397.
Yeah. Yeah, Bengals are not going to win a lot of those.
No, they're not, and they have a head-to-head with the Bengals, in fact. So,
and you guys are talking about the Colts and the Chargers. The Colts have the fifth hardest strength of schedule left. The Chargers have the ninth.
Yeah, do either of those teams even win their divisions?
Chargers, no. Colts.
Yeah, the Jags?
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe sniping them.
Titans are still there.
looming over all of this right now.
Yeah, I would.
Chargers, I don't think, are winning that division.
I'd probably bet against Paul. I mean, do the Steelers win their division?
Yeah. No, there's going to be a lot of turnover. It's
Steelers'
the
strength of schedule is 27.
Say it again?
Steelers' strength of schedule is ranked 27th.
Got it. Well, I wonder how much of that Baltimore, because they're 1-5, screws with it. But
definitely.
I said this yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Baltimore's a playoff team. That's not a prediction.
But you had somebody very angry with you on the text line.
They
couldn't believe you said that.
I looked it up. For someone who was so mad about that take, I looked it up. As of yesterday, they were plus 115 to make the playoffs. I don't think plus 115 is worth the string of texts we got yesterday about that take.
But
they have better odds to come out of the AFC than the Patriots.
It was a bit hot to say Baltimore could still be a playoff team, I guess.
That's a juicy take.
Yeah, but plus 115 is not like lose your mind on the text line over that take.
Lamar might play the rest of the season, right? Like they have a bye week this week.
I think he'll be back after the bye week, yeah. and play the rest of the year. Probably at an MVP level.
Going to need to score 60 points a game, but he'll be back.
He will, and he can. But like, he's shown it.
Do you believe in Pittsburgh? I still don't.
No.
I don't at
Pittsburgh,
all.
Pittsburgh, Indy, and even San Diego or L.A., I kind of lumped together.
By the way, could you bet this? The four teams winning the AFC right now, Colts, Steelers, Chargers, Patriots, maybe none of them actually win the division.
Correct.
Yeah. How do you bet that?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you can bet that, because I think if you were to go through and look at all the different odds just to win the respective divisions, I bet Bills and Chiefs are better. I bet
Chiefs are the odds on favorite to win. I know that. The Bills probably are, yeah.
Pittsburgh has a pretty healthy lead now on like Baltimore, and then Cincinnati and Cleveland are both horrible. So they probably are the favorite. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of, I mean, there's 6 weeks into the season. There's going to be a lot more change.
617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Keith, how bad is Tennessee in this situation? I read you the comment earlier today. I'm just very amused by Cam Ward.
Yeah, I mean, man.
Ward, with Mike Silver at The Athletic, was asked to grade his performance. Now, this is, again, a man who, in front of the media, not Jabril Peppers mic'd up. You pointed this out earlier.
No, he was, like, caught talking to Saquon Barkley. It was, like, meant just for him.
Jabril Peppers is on a hot mic, and he's like, you're lucky we're ass.
Yeah.
Okay, Cam Ward, to the media, after a loss earlier this year, is like, yeah, we're playing like ass.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it a buck.
If we're keeping it a buck, we're ass.
No, we're effing ass, I think is what he said. Like, he was not having it.
So Mike Silver, and this guy keeps it a buck, Keith.
Sure.
Cam Ward is keeping it a buck.
If nothing else.
Okay.
I mean, if we're keeping a buck right now, we ass.
Okay.
Great.
That's
great,
Cam Ward.
Great pullback. Great callback there, Nick. So that's Cam Ward. Mike Silver goes, grade your play. And he graded himself an F. But he also
hard
said,
on himself.
Yeah, he also said, I'm not playing how I want to play right now. Reasonable.
Okay.
He says, but once I do, once I play how I want to play.
Yeah, when's that?
I think the league will be effed.
Oh, my God.
So that is, that's a rational confidence on the other side.
Yeah.
Where it does make you wonder.
Brutal honesty and then also a ton of confidence. Okay.
It's
somewhere in the middle.
It does make you wonder if they really even understand what's coming for them this weekend with Mike Vrabel and his return to Nashville.
Cam Ward, number one pick in the draft. His head coach was fired after six games.
Yeah.
He has been sacked a league high 25 times.
And I'll tell you from watching him, a lot of those are his fault. It's not just the O-line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More interceptions than touchdowns.
That's not ideal.
Completing 55% of his passes.
Are you counting the game-winning touchdown they kicked into the end zone? Are you counting that one?
That's a touchdown.
Okay, good.
Completion percentage of 55, which, if this was 1925, that would be great.
Yeah.
It's 2025. It is poor.
Otto Graham's like, that's a nice completion.
He's like, 55%? Yeah. More than half your passes? Drake May completes like 75%.
Yep.
Just to make it clear. Yeah, they're kind of a mess. I mean, they have Tony Pollard, who I would take, by the way. Tony Pollard, get him off of that team. Put him here. I think that'd be pretty good. Calvin Ridley, who I wanted a couple years ago.
Is he going to play? I think he's hurt, isn't he?
He had a hamstring that he left the game with.
So yeah. I don't think he's going to play.
Okay.
So although maybe he's more likely to play without Brian Callahan there. I have a feeling they're going to be a little more bought in, but I don't know that that matters when you have the quarterback saying, when I figure it out, the league's effed.
No, they're
and
bad.
Some of this personnel. I mean, it's horrible.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. Jeffrey Simmons is good on defense, and that ends the list. So, yeah, this is one where Patriots are favored by, what, 7.5 on the road,
which
you don't see all the time. And so I still like the Pats.
As Twitch chat. Jones, you picking the Titans to win the division might be one of your worst takes. It's up there.
It's certainly up there.
I do think I identified the right division to pick somebody to come out of nowhere. Like, did everybody else pick? You guys all pick the Texans? What did you guys pick?
Probably.
Houston.
I feel like I identified the right division to go with a bold flavor, but I did not pick the right team.
Colts. You meant Colts.
Yeah. Or Jags. Colts or Jags would have been fine.
Good point.
I stumbled. I had three teams to choose from, and I went with the wrong one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to be bold with your preseason predictions.
Yeah, I guess.
This one was flew a little too close to the sun.
Real bold
on this one.
Spicy.
But no.
Once you get in now, they're plus the Titans plus 50,000 to win the division.
Oh, now's the time, Jones. Slow play it. Get in now.
I like the tweet. I saw this the other week. Someone's like, "Look, I mean, you need to go out there and make a bold bet." He's like, "If you bet 10 on the Titans at plus 50,000, you'll lose $10. It's like this team
that
has,
is definitely true.
Team has no chance. So I think the Titans are in a little. They're a little bit peskier, to use a word you used earlier this week, Keith.
Yeah.
Without Brian Callahan, there's a chance that the guys actually decide to play for a game. And I don't know that Mike McCoy is the right kind of coach for that. He wasn't when he was with the Chargers.
No.
He's not a leader of men that rallies the troops and gets guys to want to play, to use a cliche. but just the absence of Brian Callahan, maybe they get their backs up a little bit.
No, I think it gives them like a little bit like a puncher's chance.
But you gotta balance that with Vrabel absolutely, whether he says it or not, wanting to rip their guts out.
Yep.
Next weekend.
I agree. Or
rather this coming weekend. So I don't know how you square all that away, but it's probably a Patriots win.
By the way, I'll take the Patriots and I'll take them to cover. I was looking at the Jones and Keefe official picks prior to the season. Billy Lanny, AFC South Colts.
Nice, Billy.
There you go, Bill.
And Billy won the predictions last year.
He did.
So that means you guys both have the Texans.
Me and Nick both have the Texans.
So the chalk was not. Well, how many wins do the Texans have? Just two?
Two. They're on the bye.
Yeah, they had a bye week, though.
Titans are right behind them.
But they're on a heater. They won their last two. They look a lot better. They're motivated now.
Titans have won one of their last two.
That's true.
I don't want to talk about how they won it.
No.
DeMarcado's fumble and then a pick that got fumbled into the end zone.
We did not get first coach fired, sadly.
No. Billy pretty good at these preseason predictions.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you.
Yep.
Colts.
Yeah, these aren't bad.
Very respectable.
Uh-huh.
Do you think this is the week to get the run game going? We were talking about getting it going.
Hmm.
Every week, I feel like they have good match. The Saints were a good matchup to get the run game going, and they couldn't do it.
No, I would say no, too. I think the last couple weeks, like you were saying, you're like, all right, this could be it. This could be the time. Maybe more Henderson. Maybe we'll see what that looks like. And no.
Do you think the fumbling is in Stevens' head?
It has to be. I think it absolutely has to be.
I think that's at least a good thing. Like, I'd rather have him hold on to the ball and just not run for anything than fumble the ball and pick up the 3 yards of carry he was doing before. So it's probably a good thing he's focused on it. It feels like he hasn't quite been dialed in on it enough in his entire career.
Right.
So it's probably a good thing he's focused on it, but I guarantee that's screwing with him.
Yeah, it has to be. And so was 13 carries for 18 yards last week, something insane. Like, oh, you held on to him. It's like, great. You also need to maybe break a tackle. Because I don't know, you hear, well, the offensive line is doing a good job at the first level, but not the second level. I'm like, well, they can't block everybody. Like, at some point, the running back needs to make somebody miss.
Right. But you need to block at the third level, too? Like, make a guy miss.
Was it last year? Maybe it was the year before where Ramondre Stevenson was one of those guys that, like, almost because the offensive line was so bad, like, all of his yards were after contact. It was like 500 yards total, 495 after contact.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Like, that's the guy was getting hit in the backfield all the time. And still seemed to be better, had a higher average yards per carry than he does now. So, yeah, like until I see it, I think it's hard to predict a breakout from the running game.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't happened.
And I don't think, I mean, maybe the way to do it would be to give Trevion Henderson more of the work, but I don't think he's been deserving of that. I was reading Graziano and Fowler. They said the Patriots are a team to watch with a trade.
Oh, my eyes are open.
They're a team that is being brought up within league circles to go make a trade. The Chargers is another team that feels like they're going to make a trade at running back. So you got to outmaneuver Harbaugh and the GM there. But if you want to go get a running back and there are teams looking to make a move, that's one of the ones being talked about, according to Graziano and Fowler over at ESPN.
Okay, all right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag. Here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the baseball playoffs roll on. And last night, it was NLCS Game 2, where the Dodgers got another incredible pitching performance in their 5-1 win over the Brewers. So the Brewers' dream season getting towards the brink as they trail 2-0 and they head to L.A. for Game 3.
Yeah, not getting any easier for that team. I'll tell you, we were dumping on Milwaukee early. We got a lot of blowback on Milwaukee, but we haven't heard from that one account since the NLCS has started.
No, we have not.
Boring!
You want excitement? Shove this up your stocking! So tell your folks, buy me!
Grab bag!
Or go to hell!
Celtics preseason wraps up tonight. Final game of the preseason for the Celtics, taking on the Raptors at home. Next week, they tip off the regular season against the Philadelphia 76ers, or whatever is standing from the Sixers. They're always hurt, perennially hurt.
I don't think there's much left there. Is Paul George, he's not healthy.
I wouldn't count on PG-13.
Embiid's never healthy.
No.
Is Maxey even back? I'm not even sure. Get ready for that.
Kind of a bit of a mess.
But you want Pritchard off the bench. This is one of the things that you were saying we talked about earlier.
We'll get Terp's take
next
week on that.
Week,
yeah, what he wants to do with him.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, she dips beneath the grab bags. Ooh.
Bruins are off.
That's a workaholics reference.
Good. Deeper cut.
Yeah.
Bruins are off until tomorrow. They're probably still up from the night before as they are in Vegas right now getting ready. Team bonding. And then they will they'll take on the Golden Knights
team
tomorrow.
Bonding.
Yeah.
The craps tables.
Yeah.
You know, the blackjack tables.
Yeah.
The slots.
Yes.
Among other things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Boy, it had the five and done.
Grabbed. Grab bags.
Was the summer of 69.
I don't know if you saw this little tweet beef going on yesterday between Dave Portnoy from Barstool and Jared Karabas, formerly of Barstool, back and forth for the ages. Now, I feel like on Twitter, maybe you respond once or twice. After that, it's like, it's over. Especially if it's people who have each other's numbers.
Yeah.
Like, just figure it out later.
Yeah.
They did not. And I saw this pop up, and it was maddening because they weren't just responding to each other. They were, like, quote tweeting each other. So it was a nightmare.
Makes it hard to follow.
But I did. I was sitting there on the couch. I'm like, I'll see what's going on with these two.
So it all began from Ryan Russillo, who's now working with Portnoy.
Yes.
A gripe that Portnoy and Russillo have that Spotify wouldn't release their subscriptions, their RSS feeds.
So basically you have to have a new channel and subscribe to
which is annoying because you have to start from scratch from an audience that you built up.
Yeah.
And I guess Karabas quote tweeted that, Dave crying about it.
And was like, who would do such a thing? And then it was a long back and forth, insults flying, and even like old text messages between the two.
Yeah, receipts.
And then I think Karabas, the way I read it, was like, oh, I didn't have all this information, nothing
and
to see here.
Kind of tucked tail?
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what it seemed like. Because he was like, you kept these from me. And then Portnoy was like, no, the business side of it kept it from him.
Which is the business side is also keeping.
Right. It's not Bill Simmons being like, you can't do this.
Right.
It's Spotify being like, you can't do this. So perhaps much ado about nothing. But it was a lot of back and forth. People were weighing in. And I don't know. I thought it was
quite
entertaining.
Now, did he say, laughed at the idea of what Karabas was asking from Barstool?
Yeah, Karabas wanted like millions of dollars from Barstool, who at the time was owned by Penn Gaming or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Portnoy was like, Penn laughed at it And then he's like, you got money from DraftKings. And he's like, didn't last very long. No surprise. Like, you just kept getting hitting him with
shots.
Which
is a good shot.
But
I,
with body
but
blows.
I do feel like he got a good payday from DraftKings from what I've heard. So
yeah.
I don't quite know how much of a dig that was. But sure, yeah.
It was a whole back and forth.
Yeah, it was. And it really was.
And then he's like, I gave you all your other stuff back. Like, yeah, I don't know. It was a whole mess. Yeah. Well, it was enjoyable.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Gold Glove finalists have been announced, Jones, by Major League Baseball. Rawlings.
Yeah.
Rawlings. They're giving out these.
Rawlings. Sounds like we're talking about New Orleans.
So there's three finalists for each position on the diamond.
Okay.
The Red Sox
Plus
have.
There's a platinum glove. Yeah.
Red Sox have how many nominees? Finalists, I should say.
I saw.
You
so
saw
I,
it?
I saw,
it.
So I know.
This would be good trivia.
Three.
The Red Sox have three finalists. They are Carlos Narvaez.
Uh-huh. Rafael Abreu. Yeah, I saw.
Seydon Rafaela. Yeah. And Willy Abreu. There may be people listening who haven't seen it, Jones. Yeah. That's why we want to talk it out right now. But congratulations to all of those guys. All very well deserving.
Any snubs? Bregman snub?
No.
Not a snub.
He had too many errors early and then didn't play enough games.
Yeah.
So not a snub. I know Alex Cora would say they actually are really good defensively.
Oh, they're great defensively is what he would say.
I saw two of those nominees almost kill each other in a game trying to catch a fly ball. But either way. All right, this is going to get controversial, Jones. We don't weigh in on politics too often,
oh
but this is big
gosh.
News. This is big local news.
Okay.
President Donald Trump has threatened to take World Cup games away from Boston. Because as you know, the World Cup games are going to be played in Boston. I don't care if you hate or love Trump or hate or love Mayor Wu. It doesn't really matter. But it is funny to me that they're threatening to take games away from Boston when they're played an hour away.
Yeah,
they're played in Foxborough. They're scheduled to be played in Foxborough North America is hosting the World Cup.
He's probably listening to Cam Schlittler and the way he views the map of Massachusetts.
Probably. I was like, wait a minute. Where are these games going to be played? So in 2026, North America is the host. So it's a bunch of U.S. cities. I think one in Mexico, maybe two in Canada.
Yeah, no, I do love that, too. It's like Mexico City. Good.
Yeah.
Let's play games in Mexico City. Yeah, yeah. That's fine. But because of some car rallies in the South End, we're going to take games away from Foxborough.
It's a little too dangerous here in Boston, so we can't play games in Foxborough. I was like, all right. And then all the articles that I read were like, he can't even take the games away.
Well, he can lean on the
he
FIFA
can
officials.
Talk to FIFA.
Yeah.
And like, but yeah, it has not really worked out. So we'll see. TBD on those games.
Right,
so if you have tickets, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's not. That was too
careful.
Too political.
Sorry, I know. Yeah, listen, we're going to get some mean texts.
Yeah, we are.
Some angry texts coming in.
I want to grab. I want to grab bag.
All right, Mike Gesicki, former Patriot great, has been placed on IR by Cincinnati with a pectoral injury.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, the pectoral. Okay. Yeah.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
All right, your horror movie of the day, Jones.
Yeah.
Time for the horror movie of the day. I'm going with a film you can watch currently right now on Netflix.
Not Tubi.
No,
could
Netflix.
Could be Tubi as well.
Okay. It might be on Tubi. Tubi has everything.
Apparently.
This is on Netflix. It is a Korean zombie movie called Train to Busan, which might be one of the greatest zombie movies ever made.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the short list. Night of the Living Dead is like the most well-known. Dawn of the Dead is obviously very, very good. 28 Days Later, 28 Years Later are very, very good. Train to Busan, some can make the case.
Not Rushmore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would be on the Rushmore of zombie
okay,
movies.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, good one.
Huh.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
We are getting Russell Westbrook for his 18th NBA season.
I thought he was going overseas.
No, he is going to the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings.
Nice.
More Russell Westbrook.
Okay. My father-in-law can go watch him play,
so
I guess. Yeah.
Cross them off the list of contenders. Not happening.
Turn on the radio.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Tuesday, October 14th. Was it Teoscar Hernandez, 2-for-5 with a home run? Was it Kike Hernandez, 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored? Was it Jackson Chirio, 1-for-4 with a home run? Was it Max Muncy, 1-for-4 with a home run? Or was it Yoshinobu Yamamoto? Yep. 9 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks.
Him, for yeah, sure.
He did well.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, fellas. We have a ball player who played shortstop.
Okay.
Played shortstop and was a 2-time All-Star, as well as runner-up for Rookie of the Year. Played for 3 teams.
Okay.
In a 15-year Major League career. Texas, Oakland, and Chicago White Sox.
Texas, Oakland, White Sox. Can I get a, what was the start and finish to his career?
09.
09.
To 23. A real recent vintage. He had a 42 steal season.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
That's a juicy meatball. He had a lot of 30 steal seasons, a lot of 20 steal seasons, 347 career swipes, only 102 home runs, although somehow had 20 in 1 year.
Huh.
So he's a member of the 2020 club. Got that going for him.
Okay.
269, nice, career batting average.
Where was he an All-Star?
Texas, both times.
Both
with,
times?
Both times with Texas.
Elvis Andrus?
He got it!
Elvis Andrus.
I only remember him in Texas. I don't remember him playing for anybody else.
Yeah, he went to Oakland, and then he finished his career with the White Sox. Yeah.
Okay.
His nickname was Commando.
Was it?
I think so.
A guy with the name Elvis? His nickname was Commando?
Just call him Elvis. Yeah. Sweet name on its own.
I feel like
you don't really need to go crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Twitch chat had it before me for sure.
Yeah. All right. Just throwing a couple easy ones.
No, that was an easier vintage than we normally get. That is true. I like a guy who'd swipe you a bag.
I was looking at big steel guys.
We've done most of them. We've gone through most.
A lot of the steel guys. Big steals and saves guys. We kind of have done most.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I do better anecdotally on the steals guys than the saves
steals,
guys.
Steals, saves, and all-star snubs. We got them all covered.
Yeah, it's true.
We're pretty much across the board have hit on them all. So
we could get our steals and saves league from years ago going again.
Bring that back?
Yeah.
Well, we did the Dong League.
We had the Dong League this year.
I'm surprised you actually mentioned it.
Yeah. Did we ever update? We never really updated that at the end of the year. I guess that's what happens when Terp just runs away
keeps
from it.
In charge of grab bag.
That's a good point.
Well, listen, if you guys want to bring it up, you can bring
that,
it up.
Keep buried that deep.
It doesn't have to be a grab bag item.
Deep in the floorboards.
There's a lot of opportunity to talk about that if you guys so choose.
But okay, Elvis Andrus.
Yeah, Elvis Andrus. Congratulations,
Elvis. Is the random ball player of the day. Congrats to him every day in the grab bag.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back here at Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And I'll tell you what. You never know who's going to be at the station.
Literally.
You don't know. You drive in every day. You're excited about the day. You just don't know who you're going
to
run into.
Such a magical place to work.
And I would like to think so.
You never know.
Yes.
Yeah. Jason Veritek on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Tech.
Good day to start Red Sox, I think.
Really is. Nice visit from Veritek, which I was thrilled about because he brought donuts. This?
I heard.
Very excited.
I heard not only did he bring donuts, I heard he was sitting down the hall for some amount of time waiting to come on the air.
Oh, they froze him?
Well, I don't know.
Was he hanging out with Billy and Nick?
I heard Billy, you introduced yourself. Am I mistaken?
Oh, Billy talked to the captain.
Dude, I walked in just to, you know, unload my lunch like I do every other day. And the freaking captain's just sitting at the table. I'm like, and of course, I'm like, Jason Veritek? Like, obviously, it's him.
He's like, no.
He's like, I need to introduce myself.
Hell yeah. What a good way to start the day.
Was he helping himself to any DVDs down there? What was he doing?
Literally just chilling in our filthy, unorganized kitchen. Just like, they couldn't have put him in a better spot. Like,
he didn't take a Celsius, did he? Because he would be not welcome back if he did that. Hopefully, he didn't do that.
But that was good. Then he stopped in. He had a nice little sit down with the morning show.
Dude, we have a conference room full of comfortable chairs and a couple giant TVs that they could have let him hang out in there, throw something on the TV to keep him entertained.
He's
just sitting in one of these hard plastic chairs
alone
in the kitchen, not even like talking to anybody. I don't even know if he had a coffee in front of him. He probably didn't
because the coffee machine's always broken. The vending machine doesn't work. The stuff in the fridge is like 20 days old because nobody will eat it now because everyone's afraid Courtney's going to yell at him.
And if anybody knows what's in the fridge, it's you.
Well, I don't anymore. I got shamed. Well, I got publicly shamed.
You know, still check?
I don't check. I look. I don't need anything though. And then it really pisses me off because there'll be like a sub in there. And I'll be like, well, it's not my sub, even though it's in the public fridge. And then weeks goes by, that sub is still in there.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, so somebody could have enjoyed
a free
it. Me or someone else could have enjoyed it weeks ago.
Anyone.
But let's let mold grow on it for 2 weeks and then it finally gets tossed out.
Sure.
By somebody. I don't know.
He was sitting down there. Do you remember this, Billy? You probably remember this. Well, he certainly had to wait out Ninkovich.
Oh, that's right, Ninkovich.
He had to wait for that.
And then they did the news, probably.
Yeah, probably.
And then he was in. Jason Veritek.
But he was sitting down there
he was there like 10 past 8.
He was sitting down there like
I was going to get water. It was like 8:15, 8:20-ish. He was just sitting there.
He was sitting down there like Shaughnessy. This is what Shaughnessy used to do on the Saturday show. He'd sit down there and use the phone that used to... Is that phone still attached?
No, the landline?
He'd use like the landline phone and like make outgoing
calls.
Bring
his own like Hawaiian cup in to...
He would be on the phone. I remember that.
McDonald's. He would get his breakfast McDonald's with his cup and he would just sit there by himself. Didn't want to interact with me
on the landline.
And would sit there on the landline making calls to God knows who.
He is literally the only person I've ever seen use the phone when it was in there.
Yeah, it's great.
When the other stage was in
this building. That was Veritek this morning. We all walked in and Veritek's just sitting there.
I was like, we could
have... almost like wanted to sit down and be like, what else is going on? Like, he was just sitting there, just kind of...
Everything good with you? What's going on with you?
Fine. We could have recorded a podcast with him down the hall had we known. Don't waste his time.
We should have done that.
I was like, you have to see Greg, right? He's like, yep. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
He's down the hall. Just walk in.
Just check it.
Just go in there.
So that was the clip du jour. It's time now for the crossover with WEEI Afternoons. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant, the $14.99 Big Deal Meals. You can start the week off right with them every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled chicken teriyaki. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Andy?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
What's happening?
Pretty good. A little baseball news today?
Yeah. So obviously we got the report last night from Heyman that St. Bregman, Alex Bregman's probably going to opt out.
Worried?
I will say, it seems like a lot of fans think he could be gone. Yeah. And I'm not really worried, because I feel like if anyone pops on the video of like the last third of the season, they'll be like, how much does that guy want? Like, he kind of looks old. He's kind of not hitting. He's got bad legs. He's missed muscle injury
time. No, it's almost
time.
Like it's almost like he's in arbitration because like we want him, but we immediately point to all the negatives. I mean, we're like, dude, you're old. You missed 50 games. Like, please come back. Please come back.
I do feel bad about that because I'm very pro Bregman.
That's what it's turned into, though.
I just think it's stupid he opted out. I guess my real commentary is he should have just stayed opted in for his $41 million this year.
No,
I think dummy opted out.
I think they want him. I think he wants to be here, and I think he's going to end up with an extra $20 or $30 million out of the deal. It'll be
how many years
long term, though?
Three or four. Oh. Yeah, but at the end, the way he was trending at the end of this season, 2 years from now, he might be trending out of baseball. So if he can tack 2 years on the back end,
maybe.
That's guaranteed, baby. It's the NFL.
It is, but he could also bet on himself, come back next year, have a better year, and opt out again. Like, he could have opted out after next year.
Yeah, but to bet on yourself, I feel like you need to put together a full season.
Yeah.
And this year, his defense sucked in the beginning, his offense sucked at the end, and he was hurt in the middle.
So why not come back and make 41?
Because you're going to get the money either way. Like, he's going to get more than $80 million wherever he signs.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, so if you throw that away, and then you, if it's like 4 years, $30 million a year.
Yeah, 120. Four
so
and 120.
120.
Sure. He just made $40 million.
Let's say you make 82, and then
you're
retiring
in 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you make money on that.
What if he stinks? Like, what if he keeps trending in the wrong direction like he did at the end of
the
season?
Then the Red Sox are going to look like idiots for giving him 4 years, 120.
Absolutely, but he'll have an extra $40 million in the bank.
Yeah.
So from his perspective, I also just think it's a Boris thing. The guy is going to opt out. He's going to take the opportunity to at least play.
And it's
Veritek
backfired.
Said, it's business. It is business.
Boris has done bad business a lot with these clients.
And he's been selling the whole the pick thing, like the qualifying offer. Is that a bigger deal than he faded down the stretch, was injured, and had some defensive questions at other points in the year?
Look, I want him back, and I think he's going to be back. But I don't love the report last night that he plans to opt out. I don't love it. I don't think it came out of left field, but I don't love that it sounds like that's what he's doing now.
I will also say you guys had a sobering discussion of, like, the perfect infield and then the potential infield.
You might not have any of those
south.
Guys.
There's no
Casas Campbell, the one that started with Casas and Campbell.
I didn't even
hear the end of it before I was like, that's a disaster.
There's no Casas Campbell, Hamilton, Sogard.
No real pivot off
D-Ham.
Right now, which is why you have to re-sign him because I don't think the alternative is even adequate.
No.
And I wanted them to sign him and do more.
Yeah.
So you guys have this coming up? What else?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Lou Maloney will join us to talk about that. I don't totally know what the CBA has to do with opting out. I think he'll explain that to us. That's part of this decision that that Bregman has made. We'll obviously talk football. The Patriots are awesome. Some places they're a top five team, at least named by a Hall of Fame quarterback. Apparently I'm in a feud with Shime.
Oh, Shime feud.
I'm going to listen to and then maybe react to at one point.
You called him an idiot from what I saw on social media.
Oh. I think Ted kind of pushed me in that direction. Peer pressure got to me, but I also think he has
called someone an idiot.
Take.
Now they're mad.
Yeah, it's weird. It's the damnedest thing. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.